So no one is an island, so we say. So we say no one is an island. So if you really mean that, what does that mean for the way we want to encourage and support poetry? Keep it alive and tumbling. Which is to say, how do we want to encourage and support the poets? Keep them alive and tumbling. What does that mean for the poetry we want to read? How porous will we let ourselves be? How porous will we let our groupings, our circles, our inner circles, our clubs be? How many poets from the margins, the edges, the outsides, will we allow to call themselves poets? Can we even see the edges? Do we even know where our margins are? How do we give permissions? How do we give support? How do we give money? How do we give care to the others that are also not islands? A pause and a different question. How many we's have already positioned themselves in this text about us? There's a we that includes an institution that will host a poetry festival with the title No One Is an Island. There's a we that seems to be my own point of view, looking at something that looks like an inside from an outside that might look like an inside to somebody else. There's a we that wants to be all the people, all the somebodies. And I can feel another we arriving, the we that all these we's will dissolve into, the we that includes all the bodies, the celestial bodies, the insects' bodies, the bodies of water, the fungal networks, the bacteria. I am swimming, and I can still smell you. So we are connected. We are connected through the air with all of its spores and aerosols. Our voices, sound waves carried through air and telephones and screens. Our faces and gestures, mirror neurons that respond to actions that we observe in others. Is there an other? All the other waves and neurons that haven't been written about yet. Through our dreams and our drawings and the internet, and feet and bikes and cars and rollers and skateboards and planes and emojis. We are connected through our needs for others, for air. For the water we need to drink, the water that feeds the plants we need to feed on, and the sun and the earth, the water that feeds the plants that feed the animals we want to feed on, and the sun and the earth. Our needs for shelter, the bodies that carry us, the care that holds us. We are connected through the political lines drawn to divide us. Death, despair, dictators, the current droughts and heat waves, the coming droughts and heat waves. We are connected through our roots, which is to say, through the people that planted and birthed us, gave us our starting sets on earth, through the people that planted and birthed them, through the people that nourished us in all the ways possible, through the other people our ancestors saved and the other people our ancestors killed. I'm not new here, reborn creation. Come and find me, sending location. Please, draw inspiration from and pay homage to your literary ancestors. Critique and challenge and reshape and rebirth and ignore and ignite the literary canon. All these hands poised over keyboards, fingers waiting for words, all these hunched backs, these crazy scribbled lines and notebooks, we forget that body's bright. We forget we are a beautifully ordered and completely whole chaos. With lumps and holes and odd bits sticking out, with a compost heap besides us, or maybe that is us, the compost heap. So we say the human body has more bacteria cells than human cells. So how much will we let ourselves feel and believe that there are others in us? How much will we let ourselves be humbled by this information? that we are not one but many, that our big minds don't run this temple, that we are all along for the ride. The bits and pieces of other human bodies I inhale and swallow when I swim in a crowded pool. The bits and pieces of all kinds of other bodies I inhale and swallow when I swim in a lake. I mean, even islands are connected. All land being only mountains rising from seabeds. Islands are notable for being made of land, i.e. rock. Rock is notable for, in general, not floating in water. Connected also through the waves splashing on their shores and the wind bringing spores in boats. We can't even find an image for non-connectedness that holds up. So we are sort of one being. We can't really argue with that. The moon tugging and sloshing all of our waters. No one can escape that. We breathe the same polluted air. We receive similar messages. We brush each other's arms and feet when thrashing through the water. We react to the quicker ones, the strong, loud ones. We react to the slow ones. We try to hear our own breathing. That's one of the reasons why I don't understand the argument to save the planet for your children. Biological children are not the only ones we are indebted to. Living on this earth is argument and depth enough. Being an aunt, an uncle, a fluidly gendered kin to all beings is argument and depth enough. No need to evoke nuclear family visions. There's piano music that penetrates the floor of my apartment, coming from the new neighbors downstairs. The floor is a border, the music is a messenger, the timing is whenever it pops up. It is not controllable, it is highly enjoyable. There is also so much suffering that I cannot hold alone. Let us return to the edges. Which gates have been put on which islands for keeping whom out, for keeping whom safe? Whose words are bridges? Whose poetry is a gate? And is it rusty? And is it locked? And is there a key? And who gets to have a key? And how much does a key cost? And who needs a lock? Who needs the island as a sanctuary, a self-contained ecosystem, a safe space to heal and to be born again, to rise from the foam on its shores? And can we even see the shores? Do we even know where our margins are? So what can we see from here? No island is an island. Some gates are necessary, but and gusty winds may blow, but and we will still need to be strong. What do we do from here? We give support. Part one, money. Which is to say, how do we want to support the poets? Keep them alive and tumbling. Support as in belief, but and also resources. Books, websites, spaces, time, and enough peace of mind to write without softening the blow, without dissolving the impulse. Which in this setup still means money, dough, dollar bills. Who is the community and what will be communal? Who receives a prize and for which achievement? Would I share my award with you because you read my manuscript? Or because you are in my manuscript? Or because you are my manuscript? Please, bite the hand that feeds you. Bite it again and again. Hold on with your tiny sharp teeth when the hand tries to shake you off. Hold on and keep laughing. With your teeth clenched. We are all down here. We will try to catch you, sings the choir, chirp the mice. We give support, part two, care. Being interdependently connected doesn't mean we all have the same experiences or horizons or capacities or capabilities. It doesn't mean we need the same things or want the same things. Or want to be in the same space or have a common language. It just means we can't take care of ourselves by ourselves. It means we need the air and the fungi and the hugs. And we need to honor and see these connections, see the ones that are taken for granted. But, and, we do not have the language or the fluid footnotes or the rituals or the stipends and awards and support systems for honoring and seeing these connections, for actually being in community. The warmth that penetrates your skin when I lay my hand on that flat part of your lower back and just let it lay there. The skin is a border, but actually it is a gate that I can neither open nor close. I see your feet sticking straight up under the hospital covers, and without thinking, I hold them. So no one is an island. So what happens when we take that idea seriously? When we truly believe that everything flows to everybody else, that everything affects everybody in some way, then hierarchy ceases to make sense. Borders stop making sense. Singularity stops making sense. Poetry awards in which a jury rewards a single individual with a large amount of money start feeling really weird. And thus, we arrive at anarchist thought, which, in its most basic form, is the idea that people are equal and connected, that I can only be free when you are free, and the deep belief that we can organize ourselves, which is to say, that we can feel each other. Anarchist thought often scares people, but they forget we are chaos and order at the same time. We are comfortable with the structured chaos of our bodies and hearts and thoughts. They forget that we are already navigating highly chaotic times, and our binary tools of hierarchical order and sense-making have not been proving themselves helpful. Our eyes have been scrubbed so clean by the smooth surfaces we caress so many times a day, by the smooth ideas we obsess over so many times a day. What does that mean for the poets? Here is my hand, there is yours. Let's transcend individual vision and voice. Let's challenge traditional notions of authorship, ownership, control. Let's write, publish, perform together. And how much am I willing to let go of the need to be seen as one, as that one island with the prettiest tree? Will I still be loved if we are a group of islands? If we are undistinguishable, can you still see me, me? If there is murky, muddy water between us, if there is ebb and flow between us, the moon pushing and pulling with all her might, opening and closing pathways. Poets can be the ones in the in-betweens, can make the flow and the connections visible. On the margins, there are tricksters, living on the boundaries, the borders, that are still there, even if they do not make sense. Tricksters that are always on the verge of toppling, of being let in, of being kicked out. There are multilingual poets, always on the verge of not knowing, of not being right. There are multicultural poets, always on the verge of blending in or fading out. There are multigendered poets, always on the verge of going all in, of coming out. There are multi-abled poets, always on the verge of falling in or falling out. What does that mean for the poetry we want to read? How much of your inner workings do I want to see and to feel? How many of your tubes do I want to connect to mine? How porous will we let ourselves be? What will I let myself be touched by? Printed words, muttered words, words in a text message. I want more ideas, more meat, more spores. I want readings that are fat bags full of bits and pieces from all kinds of bodies, strings I can tug on, tracks I can follow, tracks I can learn to see, tracks I can learn to read, richly connected and linked spaces, not one person in a light, a spot, not a spot. I want the woven carpet full of holes. I want the carpet and the holes, the joy and the sorrow that are there anyway. I want it all. I want awards that are awarded to living rooms, to the spaces where we meet and talk about poetry, where we show our pages and talk about the pages, drinking and arguing and smoking and laughing. I want books that are full of holes to fall into, to land someplace else. I want every author photograph to be a mirror, every author's bio to quote Sophie Strand, "I am a compost heap." I want our many-armed websites to reach for each other, to hold their many hands. I want us all to be our own publishing houses, personal autonomous zones for ourselves and each other and our marginalia. I want us to build our own websites, and I want them all overflowing, written from places of relationship and connection, and not written in fear of judging eyes. Ignore and ignite them. Claim your place and fill it up. Empty it, fill it, ebb with it, flow with it. Please, be your own moon for your own waters. Deeply linked with all the other moons and other waters, bodies of thought. I want to forget notions of pure people, of untouched ideas, of being proud of my words, because all words are borrowed. I want being a wessel to become a masculine ideal. Also, being connected, being dependent, being pushed, being pulled. I want us to really be able to change each other. I want us adaptable and soft. I want us to stop hiding the fingerprints of others on our skin and on our work as if they were stains. I want us to feel safe in this web.